listening to the D-Max Dads Podcast,
where we talk anything trucks, family, redneck, or anything interesting in our daily lives.
I'm Chase Perry, and I own a maroon 2003 GMC LB7 Duramax.
I'm Dagan Clegg, and I own a blue 2006 GMC LBZ Duramax.
Saw the camera we were wanting to use. Yeah, had it set up to have a better camera quality, but the camera battery died, so we'll have it charged for next week. But we did get new tapestry. The camera almost didn't work at all, so I was going to be a little disappointed if we couldn't show this off. Skylar got it done in like an hour. but it looks backwards to you guys, but
it's right.
It's correct. It hides the baby stuff a little bit. So somebody had a little bit of a sickness last week, so had to miss.
Yep.
How did that go, Dagan?
Not very well, dude. I went to work, and then I came home like Wednesday, and I felt like crap, and I was all sick, stuck in bed, had the cold chills and everything like that, and then went to work for my last night, and got home, and my wife was like, maybe we should try a COVID test, and at home one, so I went and got one, and come to find out, we had COVID.
Was it worse the second time or the first time?
I don't know. It was kind of a fair in between, because like the first time, it was pretty bad because I got like a bunch of hives all over my legs and halfway up my body, and my numbers were fine because for my diabetes it didn't affect my numbers. They were fine for both times, but I just feel like crap. Like your body hurts and you don't want to get up and you're getting cold chills. You can never stay warm enough. And I say the first time was probably the worst because you had a lot more stuff. Because like I said, I had hives and my feet were swollen and I couldn't walk and I felt like crap. And this last time I just, you know, had like a real bad cold, fever for a day basically, and then cold chills and everything. But other than that, I was all right. Only took me like 2 days to actually get over it.
So do you think your daughter started with it? Because I know she wasn't feeling good at the Derby, but I didn't know if she had COVID too.
Yeah, I think she got it from one of my family members because they watched her, and I think they gave it to her. She had it for like two days, or I guess for like half a week, huh? She had it for a minute, and she felt like crap, and then she was getting better. And then we got it. So I'm thinking we got it through her. And then we gave it to, I gave it to a guy at work, but I think that I don't think I gave it to you. We missed that, luckily.
Man, I felt sick like one day, but I didn't think it was COVID. I mean, even when you told me you had a high fever, I didn't think COVID at all.
Right.
And then when you said, hey, we have COVID, we can't go to our friend's baby's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, yeah. Okay.
I felt real bad for that too, because I really wanted to go, but
yeah, I mean, I'm sure they appreciate not getting sick.
Not
too,
getting
so.
COVID, right?
So yeah, I mean, it may be a lose kind of win situation rather than a lose-lose, but
right.
I don't know. Crossley was sick at the Colville Derby, and she was not feeling good to the point where your wife wanted to take her to the doctor.
Right.
So, I was a little worried about that. I'm glad that you guys were able to stay for the full thing, but, right. What did you think about the turnout there? What was better than Camus?
Oh, a lot of it. So there's more cars, even for the minis. The minis wasn't the main event, luckily, for this one. Like it was for Candace. The turnout was a lot better.
Right.
We went into this one, too, with a lot more expectation anyways, because it's a big one. And then we also went into it having higher hopes for ourselves. Because we had a better car, one that didn't have all the electrical issues and whatnot. And I felt like it went pretty good. I really liked it. I thought it was awesome that we won the paint. So that was really cool because we did the Spider-Man car.
So I did win the best paint job for that.
And then we were also the flag car.
The flag ceremony. We had 2 3x5 flags off the car. So we did the flag ceremony. It's too muddy for the horses, I think, is why they asked a derby car to do it. They paid him $100 to do that and another $1,000 for the best paint. The heat for him, he wanted to do better.
He got targeted. If you watch the videos.
Hardcore.
Everyone, like at least 4 cars out of like what, the 7?
I think he was the only front wheel drive car in there.
Yeah. And everyone just went right for him.
And sure enough, him. Broke a CV axle.
Broke the oil pan.
Not just the oil filter. The oil
filter. Yeah, it was a pretty great day.
I mean, it was fun.
It was fun, but
he has a clip, and I wonder if he'll let me post it on this podcast. I'll get with him and ask him. We didn't get to interview him. Ty and I stayed, and my dad stayed late cleaning up, and Dagan says he needed to get Crossley home in bed since she was sick. So we didn't really have time to do it after, and then Dagan got COVID. So
it's kind of been busy.
Haven't really been able to.
Yeah.
But I really think the COVID one turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
Do I still think it's going to slow down if the economy crashes? Yeah, but I think it's one of those that will survive it and bring the others back when it's time, you know? Yeah, I mean, the Weld class, there was only 4 or 5 cars in it. Like
4.
But it was fun. Like it was
they went the longest.
It's what they called the Imperial class. Not all of them were Imperials, but they basically built it. There was pretty much no rules to what you could build.
Yeah.
So that was fun to watch. Took a long time because they were built like tanks.
Yeah. But I think that made it better because then they were all like still being able to drive around and not kind of putt around or get stuck or just break down. They all like went on, give a good show.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My dad's friend and the person that Ty sold his car to, he ended up taking 3rd place in the minis. It was the same car that he used in Camus.
Yeah.
That wasn't running very good. He got it running better. Changed it from Minions to a Shark. The announcer called it Crayola Creations, and I thought that was hilarious. But, he won $1,000 too by taking 3rd, so that was awesome. So, you know, our group did pretty good at Colville. Not too bad for, right. You know, Brandon's first derby and
your brother's second derby.
Yeah, and really, it was technically kind of his first. Like, yeah, he was in the car in the Camus Derby, but it didn't even make it across the arena before it died.
I feel how it went with this one, though. I feel like that.
He definitely got to drive, though.
He got to drive a bit, but, dude, everyone railed him. Like, as soon as he got out, he started driving around. He made a loop, and it's like.
He was driving down the north side of the arena. Someone hit him on the passenger side. And then another person hit him in the front, turned him around.
Right.
And then another person come and freaking destroyed his CV axle.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, none of the tires blew. But
I think the front
one. But what's funny is the CV axle that broke wasn't the side that got hit. So Ty thinks that it was faulty.
Oh, probably. It's either faulty or it dug in on that side, and so when they hit him on the other side, it basically had nowhere to go, and your tire just went.
Well, it has tight in there too. Like,
and just snapped.
Oh, Ty thinks you just like, gotta take the ball joint, like lift the control arm up just to get the new CV axle in because it's so tight in there.
Oh yeah.
So there wasn't a whole lot of
tight,
play.
But it's also not tight because like it's like there's enough room. Like we took out the inner fenders, and there was so much room like that you could see in there. I feel like it was so open that it had a lot more room to break, but it's so tight that it, you know.
It just didn't have enough room to flex, I think.
Yeah. And then, hopefully, it didn't, like, explode and you're shooting at, like, flying out with the CVX, because that would be a bad day.
Yeah, and there was oil everywhere.
Yeah, we made a mess.
The oil filter's still on, but, like...
Got a hole in
it. I think it like bent or something, the filter, and like so the seal just come off.
Probably.
And sprayed oil everywhere. But I mean, we got that CV axle on and the new filter on, and I think that we start it up and see if it runs. If it runs, then we just do the minor details to get it ready for September 10th.
Yeah. See if the transmission's still good or not, because we were having problems with that before.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's good, great. If it's not, then...
Well, it's not empty either. So, it's leaking pretty good still, but...
I'm just hoping it's not slipping.
I think it just needs more fluid again.
Right.
If not, I think they're, going to pull the motor and get a new car. But if you can rent it in Evanston, why not? Go in another best paint job or...
Right.
Or go in third or,
a third.
Go have fun, whatever.
Right.
I think the Evanston Derby is going to be fun. I think it's going to be better than Camas, but I think it's going to be less than Colville.
Yeah, well, Colville is just a big derby anyways. Camas wasn't very high hopes. I'm hoping Evanston.
I think the arena in Evanston's smaller, if I remember from last year. And I don't know. I was having, was it like severe neck pains or something? Yeah, because I was sitting on the toilet and I popped my neck and then I heard it.
Yeah, half that day before. It was like earlier that day before the derbies. Because then you came to the derbies with us.
Yeah, I was sitting on the ground with my head between my legs because my neck was hurting so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was
you're having a bad day,
intolerable man. Pain. But yeah, when I popped my neck on the toilet, I thought I was going to be Elvis Presley. Someone was going to find my body while I was going number two.
Right, right. That'd be all right. Just right, at least it's not you finding them, right?
Yeah,
would suck. It would really suck because then it'd stank and everything too. You just walk in. Oh, whoa! No thanks.
You can smell it. No smell of rotten flesh. And
yeah.
Lived alone when that happened.
The only person that could find you is me or Sage.
Yeah,
probably
my dad, if he hasn't heard from me in a little while. But
your mom, what's going on? I can find you.
I don't think my mom would find me, but
your dad would.
My mom and I don't talk enough on the phone for her to be like, okay, something's wrong. My dad, I call him, usually every day, if not every couple days. And so he would find me. He'd be like, okay, I've called him 13 times this week and he hasn't answered.
Right.
So something's wrong. He hasn't showed up to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he's my emergency contact too, so I think either you or him would find me or
right.
Ty, because he used to come here a lot then too.
I don't think he came as much as he does now.
No, but I think he came enough that he'd be able to find me.
Right.
And he has a house key, so.
Right.
But.
I'd break your window. I wouldn't care. I don't gotta pay for it. Fix it. Yeah, especially if you're dead.
Right. We talked a little bit about duck hunting and goose hunting 2 weeks ago. I don't think we're taking... Did we decide not to take the Argo out?
So we can't take it out for goose. I'm going to try and get it all done by duck season because it needs fixed up. I think we'll be able to take it out for duck. I just think goose is... Well, it's way too soon.
Way too soon. I don't think it's really necessary.
No,
I mean,
it's not bad.
Only reason I would want it is because of Skylar's car getting stuck.
Yeah. True.
So if I take my truck out there, I might be a little scared. Yeah, so I may just, so. Speaking of, we got to get my brother to get them goose decoys up here.
Yeah, and that's another reason why we wanted to get the Argo for duck, because we have a lot more decoys and they're heavier than the goose ones.
Mm-hmm.
So then it'd be nice to just throw them all in.
Yeah, the goose ones I could probably carry by myself, honestly.
Honestly, we could use it for geese, but it's
yeah,
not yeah, like it's and, a big deal.
That's what I would do is, you know, throw out the decoys, but I wouldn't park it where I parked the truck. I would park it up the river and hide it, like, right. Basically down off the side of it so it can still get out, but, like, so it's not floating in the river either.
Right.
But I had a hard time finding duck stamps.
I mean, I didn't really look, but luckily someone before me went and asked, so they ordered them, because the guy at the mail place, the post office, was I asked him for some duck stamps, and he was he said that they ordered them like the week before. Because someone came in and asked for them. And he's like, well, I'm not a duck hunter, so I don't really order them. So if they don't get ordered, then we won't have them. And then it takes like a week to get them. So luckily someone already asked him to order them. And so he got them ordered. But
yeah, dude, I was getting worried. I went to Evanston Post Office and she said, no, and we're not getting any in ever this year. And nobody has proclamations. I had to download it online, which is fine, but it's easier for me to, like, I like to highlight things that I, right. You know, want to remember for the season.
Well, it's easier than having 12 paper copies, too, because water.
Well, I like having the paper copies so I can, study it and read it. I can't read very good on my phone. Like, I can, but I can't, you know, it's not. You got probably a 45-page book.
Right.
And the pages are huge.
Right.
And the words are small. So you got to zoom in and scroll and then go like, down, scroll over, and then scroll back across. With
a proclamation, it's just easier to pull up anyway. You just pull it out of your pocket, look in the end. You don't got to go search.
I mean, I do like, I have it digital for like when we're hunting, but like if I'm researching before the season, I like to have paper so I can circle, highlight, rip pages out, whatever I need to do just to, you know, come up with a game plan.
Right.
And the game plan is still the same as normal. The dates are the same. I mean, so it didn't affect my life too much, but it's just easier.
It's just kind of
and big game isn't paper. Like they didn't print paper ones at all for big game this year. No, they have in the stores everywhere. They just have a QR code so you can bring it up at the store.
But what about like internet and whatnot? Say you're out hunting and you can't load up your proclamation, look up stuff. Then, oh, well.
Well, you can download it to your phone beforehand.
Yeah, but so like I know a lot of people that older guys.
It's just
too,
a lot easier.
They
on
don't
paper.
Have the room on their phone, or they don't got a phone that'll do it. A paper, you just got a proclamation.
I mean, I usually don't carry proclamation with me out there. Anyways, I read it before I go, but
I try and throw it in my bag that way.
I've never used a big game proclamation in Utah.
You're bad with proclamations though, because remember last year when you were like crawling up on some geese and you're like, wait. Just wait here real quick. We got to see this. I don't know if they're in season. So we sat there and waited.
Well, yeah, because so geese. Like, dude, Utah, I don't know if Wyoming's the same way, but Utah. So they have the goose hunt for like 2 weeks after the hunt starts, the duck hunt. And then they have like a 2 week stretch where you can't hunt them at all.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And it's like somewhere in the middle of the season. So like. Right. You know the rules and you know the dates for duck hunting is, you know, this year it's October 2nd to, I want to say, like January 10th.
Right.
Don't quote me on the last one, but I couldn't tell you when the goose hunt stops and then starts back up again.
Right. I just thought it was funny because last year we were on some geese crawling up on them, ready to go after them. And then we sat because he wasn't sure. And they'd always just.
Yeah, that was a bad time to be doing it.
It's funny.
You're like just those, trying to sneak like, up on these geese and do it like quick 10 before feet they away. Decide yeah. to yeah. hurry away.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just want to make sure I can kill them. But that's the thing is I get that feeling that they're not in season.
All the time?
Like, no, like, when they're like too easy. It, when, yeah, they, when right it's too the, easy. If it's spot. Hard, they're in season. Right. But when it's easy, you're like.
Are they in season? Because it's like deer.
This is too easy. Like they obviously out. Know they're not in season.
Right, right. Because I feel like that's any animal, like with deer and everything too. Because they'll just come out when it's not season.
Oh, yeah. They don't freaking come hunting time here, dude. There is nothing in the yard, but 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after, freaking Goliath is out there.
Out there sitting there just chilling on your front lawn, not giving a crap what you're doing. And then, yeah.
Yep. Dude, I have a picture of the big buck just laying in my yard eating the grass that I have.
I've got like, pictures of them right outside the front door of our work. In the middle of the morning, right when everyone's showing up, they're just sitting there like, we own this place, and big bucks.
Come hunting time, don't even matter if like you can't hunt them there anyways. They're just gone.
They're gone. Yeah, and they just disappear.
We go hide. Okay, bye.
Yep. Yep.
I'm not hunting deer this year. Unless I absolutely have you know. What are the over-the-counter tags here? $50?
I think it's like $50.
Yeah, if I have an extra $50, I'll probably go. But I think I'll just go help my brother and my dad this year.
Right.
Because they both got tags.
I say last year, that was an interesting event.
Yeah, the deer hunt, we hiked a lot for just a little 2-point. Because we hadn't seen anything.
And then, we got kicked out when you shot at that 2-point. mid-trigger
They didn't think we had, like, permission there.
But we did.
And obviously it was someone that wasn't the landowner. Landowner comes up and he didn't remember. He's like, talking to us, and then he was like, but I don't care. He's like, I just want to know you're up here. But I didn't remember talking to you guys.
Right.
But,
The other guy threw a big old hissy fit.
Yeah, the guy didn't even belong there, and he didn't even live in, like, he's never hunted there before. He was helping his
nephew. He shot it from the cemetery. They were sitting in the cemetery right next to some graves, pulled up his gun
which
on his hood
is
of his car.
Illegal in most places. Like that's disturbing the peace, I thought. But
yeah, and then just shoots a big old buck like right next to us. And then throws
and
a
then
fit
it died on that airport landing strip.
Yeah, which I think is illegal. And
well,
they got
it's
it.
It's
right
it was a private landing strip. So it's not illegal, but the guy that owns it doesn't like people using it. Or doesn't like.
Well, you wouldn't want guts on your runway, would you?
No.
You go to land.
Well, and he goes flying a lot. So, like, if there's a deer laying on his runway, he can't land.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, nobody freaked. We had a little bit of a hiccup, but.
And then you lost it, and we never got a deer that year.
Nah, it's
all
been
the hiking
it's,
we did. We did.
This will be
5 years
without a deer. So
this is like 3 years.
But that Echo place that we went to, they built a new entrance that's up higher, like in the canyon, where I wanted to hunt before.
That sucked. What hiking that? Remember when we hiked that whole thing?
Oh, we should have took our time and hiked the road, but
we
saw
ran
that
up
deer.
It.
Yeah, that deer was taken off.
Right.
I mean,
no, that deer.
We
sat
weren't even
there
even planning on hunting there, dude. We were driving and I see a freaking buck just standing off the cliff.
Yep.
And I'm like, we're going up there. That's public land. We're going.
I hated him for
that. I died the entire time.
Yeah,
there was no way that deer was still there.
I don't know where
I was breathing so hard after that hike. That deer was gone.
It pissed me off.
It heard me breathing hard two steps out of the truck.
Well, we found a bunch of does going up it, but then after that deer disappeared.
Neighbors are playing some music, jamming out.
Get that.
But yeah, I'll probably just help my dad and my brother this year.
I'm excited for duck hunting though.
Oh yeah, dude. Ty's gonna get a Wyoming tag this year. Yeah.
Good.
I've been trying to get him to do it.
Last year, every time we went out, we
last year and the year before when I went with a different friend.
Right.
We did fine with geese and duck. I mean, I couldn't hit the geese.
We
killed one goose,
year,
but we
couldn't call them in.
Dude, the goose that my buddy killed, it landed on top of me. Like, I built a little coffin blind out of burlap.
Right.
And there was like a little pocket in the weeds. Threw the burlap over me, and the goose landed on top of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. It landed right, like, on my legs.
That's funny.
And I flipped up, and he took off flying, and my buddy shot it, like, 10 feet in front of me.
That's awesome. I think this year I'm going to wear that neoprene vest I've got because I got a neoprene vest and they're really warm, but they suck to put on because of how tight they are.
They get cold when you sweat too,
yeah.
So I wouldn't put it on if you're walking.
I put it on. I think that's all I'm going to wear. And I'm going to wear it because I made a ghillie suit. I went to Walmart, got like the two, what are they, 10?
Yeah, you spent a lot of time on that ghillie suit.
I made a ghillie suit like shirt and it looked awesome. And I only used it, one time when we were out there?
Yeah,
use it like one time.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it'd be better with deer.
It's so cold. Yeah, I had to have like six coats underneath.
We get it wet, and when you did use it, it was like towards the end of the season,
right?
So it was freezing. So you get your little strips wet,
yeah,
and they'd freeze.
Yeah.
So it was like you being in a freezer.
It was a really dope. It worked. Like they didn't.
Yeah, it'd be cool for like early goose.
Right.
Instead of using burlap, that'd be better for early goose. But I think end of season. It might not be the best idea.
I thought
about
making pants, but then I was like, I don't know if I really want to spend all that time to make pants, because I spent a lot of time on that.
I mean, you could throw burlap over your legs, right. I'm a firm believer on painting your face. And I still kill ducks without painting your face,
dude.
But
I just like doing it for the heck of it, for the fun.
Oh, dude, it gets you hyped.
Right, right. And you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to kill some. Trust me, I was the noobiest noob when we started, because I didn't have any camo. Like, I barely have camo, because I'm not a huge hunter. I love to hunt, but I'm kind of, you can call me not a Wyoming person if you want, but I'm kind of a truck hunter. You know, I'll go out and hike for this and that, but I don't got a whole lot of camo. You don't need camo if you're just sitting 25 feet away from your truck.
Well, and where I deer hunt there, you just had to wear orange.
Right.
You weren't camo anyways.
And I got like two stock, camo coats and then a pair of like
and you can
pants.
Kill ducks wearing orange camo. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you want to wear orange and then spray paint a little bit on it just to break up the orange, right. Duck's vision isn't that great.
But you don't got to wear orange for duck.
You don't have to, but you could if you really wanted
to.
So
you don't get peppered.
I mean, they did it back in the day, so.
Right.
I mean, you're going to get peppered either way, but.
Last year during early goose, they tried peppering us. I remember that. That one, some guys next to us.
Oh, dude, it sucks getting them hot BBs in your freaking shirt.
But you know what sucks about all this hunting and whatnot is you go through, like, what? Every time we went through, like, two boxes of ammo each. And just the prices nowadays. Last year, they were, like, what, $10 a box? And now they're, like, $25 a box. So that's kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, they come down. So last year it was almost $30 a box for normal bullets. You know, the Winchester X, that was $10, $11 a box.
Right.
I mean, it skyrocketed last year. It went from like 11, 12 bucks to 30 bucks. And the bullets that I shoot went from 25 to like 50. And I was like, yeah, I'm going back to Winchester's.
Right. Mine weren't too bad for my 20 gauge, but now that I've got a 12 gauge Benelli, like you, I've noticed it. It's not cheap.
It's still gotten better since last year.
I'm just glad I'm
I bought that for. I bought the 100 case for $68.
Yeah.
So that's averages about $17 a box. So there's still the cheapest bullets, but they're still now only $5 more than what they used to be, you know? So, not horrible, but next time I get paid, I'm going to get more just in case that happens again, you know?
Right.
Because I ain't going to shoot four boxes on early goose,
I
don't think.
No, I don't know if I'm going to shoot
two boxes. Dude, I hope. Well, it depends. Depends on how many people
last
come. Because I was trying to get my coworker to come.
We didn't shoot at all last year.
Well.
But you can't goose call, and I know I can't. Or you can, but it's not like
we were struggling with the other guy too. He was
a
better goose caller than me.
He was a freaking pro.
But Ty's coming with us this year, and he's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
And if you can get two people that are somewhat decent at calling geese, you can probably outdo the other guy. And I'm hoping that we're still the only people out there on Labor Day. Do I think so? No.
Well,
but
I don't know. It's Labor Day. People might not be out there. They might be with their family.
Some people
partying.
Still work on Labor Day too.
Right.
But I don't know. We'll just have to see. I mean, I'll have fun either way. Even if I have to go set up on the other side of the lake, just so it's pass shooting. Like if they won't land in our decoys and we're fighting this guy and I'm on this side of the lake over here,
right.
We'll just take turns pushing them to each other if that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
But honestly, I just hope that we get some geese in like the first year that me and my buddy went out there. We were by ourselves, but it was on a Wednesday, the opener. And I took it off. I took that day off to go out there.
Right.
This year we're short staffed where I work, so
right.
I can't. It would leave my coworker by himself, and my boss doesn't want that. I'm trying to get my coworker to come with us on Labor Day.
Which one, Chad?
Yeah, and then
he went.
And then my brother, dude, that just increases the limit.
Right.
And none of us care like who kills what.
Right.
We just like seeing stuff fall.
Right.
So it'd be pretty cool to see 16 geese laying on the ground by the end of the day.
Right.
We've been doing good.
We can hope.
If it ain't geese, it's ducks. Because when ducks open, dude, we're going to limit out. I mean, every year or every time we went out last year, we limited out by almost one at the latest.
Right.
It was usually 11, but.
It was like.
It was awesome.
10 or 11, yeah, we'd be pretty much limited out, or at least two from. And then we'd be like, well, I'm getting bored. So then we'd pack up, go drive around, look at some other spots.
Yeah, I mean, dude, in college I used to be. Senior year was the greatest duck hunting year of my life. And that just influenced how I was
right.
College. I somehow managed to pay my rent and pay my tuition in cash and also duck hunt like every day.
Oh, really?
I never slept. I had like 2 hours of sleep between work, school, and duck hunting.
Right.
To the point where I just stopped going to school so I could duck hunt more.
Yeah.
And then doing school work at work on my breaks.
Right.
And still somehow passing. But, yeah, that wore me out. But, dude, I used to be so excited. Like the way you were. And if not, like, 100 times more.
Right.
And I want to get back to that. Like, last year was good, but the prices of everything sucked so bad that, like, it was more stress than it was fun.
And that's
so this year,
I'm
excited to be back into, like, somewhat of a normal price range.
Right.
And actually have fun.
And I'm excited for to price it, like, to have an actual good gun. Because last year, I was excited as crap, but I felt it sucked having a Walmart 20 gauge. I'll tell you that.
Like, I mean, it killed stuff, but when
it killed stuff, but
it jammed pretty good, I think. And that's when we tried to clean it.
Bad.
We tried cleaning it, and it was like, I don't know if it was like Chinese or, you know, just
it's just Walmart.
Just something that I didn't know how to clean. Benelli is the way I go.
We didn't have a 20 gauge cleaner. We used a 12 gauge cleaner to clean it too.
Well, that's fine, but putting it back together was a challenge.
It's
I didn't know how to put it back together.
It was bad.
I put it back together, and I'm like, dang, we ought to shoot this.
Before we took it out, wasn't it opening day? And that was the first time we tested it after we tore it apart and cleaned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And luckily it was fine, but it jammed.
It was after Early Goose because it kept jamming during Early Goose.
Right.
And I was scared because, like, I didn't know what was going to happen because I couldn't. It took a couple hours in a YouTube video to figure out how to put it back together.
Like 3 hours.
My Benelli, I can have it taken apart and cleaned put back together in 20 minutes or less.
Right.
I can bank.
I'm glad that's what I got this year, but I got the waterfowl edition, so I got the Benelli Supernova.
I'm excited to see you use that too. I want to get one for the bigger trigger guard.
Right. Dude, it's already nice. I used it when
I have a Benelli already, so it's kind of hard for me to go $500 for a little bit better of a gun, you know.
Right.
Still shoots it. I mean,
I think mine's like $650, $700.
And I'll just, you know, give him, because it's my dad's gun, and I kind of stole it from him, because he didn't like duck hunting at first.
Oh, really?
And then I drug him out there. I'm like, dude, this is the funnest hunting I've ever done.
Right.
And now he.
I want to get my dad.
Dude, he's such a big swan hunter. That or like he, ever since he shot his swan, dude, he's been swan is better than deer. And he's like, it's not better than elk, but I'd say it's better than deer now. And I was like, you don't even go elk hunting anymore.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get him to. I wish he would just not be so shy about the show, and because I'd ask him about swan hunting and duck hunting.
To get out here to get up,
and maybe if he'll do an interview like. Not live or like doing it this way. If we could just audio record him or whatever,
and then do it, so he doesn't have a camera in front of us.
Maybe I'll just like record him on a phone call with him or whatever, and then tell him that it can go on the podcast if he's okay with it.
Right.
And then hopefully he'll be like, okay, well, it's already recorded.
Right. I think it'd be really cool, especially even get your brother out here for this. I think once we go the 5th, we'll have to.
Well, he said, if I get he's getting a 1 year thing. He's like, I'm going more than one time.
Oh, yeah. Why would you get us a 1 day?
Like, we have swan tags too. So we got to go get our swan. We got a duck hunt, and I want to go multiple times in Utah.
Is he got a swan? Oh, yeah. He's got a swan for Utah.
Yeah. I want to go multiple times in Utah too, because I'm buying $100 worth of non-resident tags too.
Right.
So, of course, I want to go.
Right.
more than one time. It's what I can afford too. I mean, usually my dad drives, so I'll just borrow Skylar's car, let her drive my truck to work, and then drive down that way. Right. Save me a little bit more money. Maybe, hopefully by then the fuel prices will go down too.
Maybe this year, if we can get it all worked out, if you go on like one of the weekends or whatnot, because we're both off for weekends, so maybe I'll go with you. Just drive down to here, and then you carpool with you.
To Utah?
Yeah.
Are you going to get a Utah combo?
If I can, if we go out enough, like if it shows,
only $100 more.
If it shows enough interest. Yeah, but $100 is $100.
I mean, it's hard. It's like a little bit hard to like go, oh, okay, I need to spend $100.
Right.
Especially if you don't know if you're going to go very often.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still kill ducks when we go swan hunting. It depends on where we swan hunt. Because if we get with that duck club guy, it'd probably just be me, my dad, and my brother. But if we go out to the causeway, we have to go to the causeway. You have to get your license. Dude, that is some of the funnest duck hunting I've ever done.
We could even do it, like, if you tell me the days off that you took for vacation, then I could take them off too and come down. It's like how our schedules match up. Because
I have all of the end of November and December off. So I'm willing to go. Skylar said it's okay. Obviously, I'm going to still help with the baby. But Skylar was like, yeah, you can go hunt whenever you want. Whatever.
Right.
But, I am getting a swan this year. Last time I got was swan hunting. It was difficult, dude. Swan hunting, like, the way we swan hunt is hard to do by yourself.
Right.
And with COVID, my families didn't want, you know, like to spread it between each other. So we all just stayed separate. I hunted by myself. Definitely. Yeah, my roommate went with me a couple times, but the times I went by myself, dude, it was a lot of work. And so I'm going to try and hunt the causeway this year for swan. Right. And I'm hunting ducks at causeway too.
I'll go with you and help out wherever I can, because that way you don't
go. We should bring the Argo to the causeway.
If we can, we can take the Argo wherever the hell we want. Because honestly,
do you know anybody that has a smaller utility trailer?
Utility trailer? Yeah.
One that will hold the Argo that's not so huge. Mm-hmm. I might be able to make it so we can pull it with Skylar's car.
You going to put a hitch on it? It'd be dope. It'd be nice if you had a hitch on it, but
because the Argo's not that heavy,
it's not too bad, I guess. If you have the trailer,
the trailer's huge for the car. I mean, the trailer's still light too.
The trailer's taller than your car. Like, you've seen it. It's not a short trailer. I could probably get a smaller trailer. I know.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe I can just take it down with the truck and then have The one thing that sucks about the causeway is that it's the Great Salt Lake. And the sand at the Great Salt Lake is like wet, but it's like dry at the same time.
Right.
So the sled is so hard to pull.
Right.
And it like will kill you. Only like a 20-minute walk too.
See, if we had an Argo, you put your sled on the back of that.
We'll just put the tracks on the Argo.
Yeah, we could do that. And then have your brother and your dad hop in back. You and me right up.
Dude, even if they didn't hop in the back and we just used it to haul the decoys out and took it back to the truck and strapped it back on and walked back out. Dude, it would save you like 2 hours of sleep.
Right.
Because it sucks so bad walking out of the causeway.
We could.
But it is so fun hunting.
If we can, take it out. I don't really care. I got it to use it and I really only am going to use it for this. I ain't going to take it out to the mountains during the winter to go drive it around. I've got sleds for that.
Right. So, yeah.
I mean, we could.
That'd still be fun.
Then I got to get it fixed. Maybe I'll bring it down here and we can just fix it when we get to it. Because I know you get crap done when, you know, you want to get it done. I'm not very good at that.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to park it here, I'd look at it.
We just gotta fix a couple things. It's not too bad.
Yeah, the tires is what concerns me the most.
Tires, they're run flats. So I say throw some of that green glue in there, air them up a little bit because they're not supposed to be fully aired up. Otherwise, they're not. It's not actually gonna be
good. Might even take a hot glue gun and fill the cracks on the outside.
Do it. I don't give a crap.
Air it down and then fill it with the cracks.
worst comes to worst, we buy new tires.
Yeah, well, I don't think that, I don't think it'll ruin the tires. Like, it may not hold very good, but it might help keep the slime in there. Do that better. And then, yeah, them gashes are big, so that's why it concerns me. The slime is just going to slide right out, I think.
Right.
So
we'll throw some.
There might be something better to put in it.
I'd do it. Go for it.
Friggin',
I don't care.
A gallon JB of the roofing tar.
Yeah.
That might be better.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is with
frozen
water.
Takes a minute to. Because I put it on my roof to fix it.
The Great Salt Lake is the best, or like the causeway is a good place to go when the water starts to freeze because it's salty.
Right. And, well, the other thing, dude, sorry.
I'm thinking we ought to wrap this up soon anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Totally. Oh yeah, it would be nice because then it's got tracks, so like I don't think it'd be have a problem with doing any of that stuff.
The reason I like the causeway so much, because I mean I can kill as many birds at this place up by our house.
Right.
But the causeway, dude, I've killed several of my favorite species of duck.
You see,
I'm just waiting. I am just waiting for the full plumage one from and it to be banded. But even if it's not banded, dude, I'm getting it mounted. I don't care. French and care. I will edit that out. I don't care. I
mean, that'd be dope. To get a banded one plus it being full plumage.
Oh, dude, it's going on my wall.
Full plumage, yeah.
Dude, I will spend $800 if that's what that means. Like, to get it by the perfect taxidermist. I'll send it to, there's this girl that's like just like 20 minutes north of Denver. I'll mail it to her and have her send it back. And I'll have the sickest mount of all time.
Dude, I want that baby. I want to get a big like Drake Mallard and like in full plumage and everything. Like I want to get a really beautiful bird. I want to shoot one either this year or in a couple years and mount it. Because I feel like I love the way they look.
I haven't even shot a drink yet.
All we shot is, dude, last year all we shot was, we didn't shoot any Drake Mallards.
We did, but none were full plumage or blew its head off.
Oh, yeah, because it didn't have a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't in full plumage.
Which stings. But then towards the end, we shot a couple really beautiful.
Teal.
Yeah. They were.
Them were worth mounting. I didn't have the money because the bullets were so expensive.
Right.
Dude, I would.
There's like two.
Because I like taxidermy. Really, really dude, it's good. Fun. I'll teach you how
and
to
then
do it.
We had the one that wouldn't freaking die. That it had its head like ripped off. Like we were trying to be humane about it, but that little thing kept running around. It was the smallest teal that we shot, and it would not die. It was trying to get away, and its neck's hanging past its butt.
Dude, I want to shoot a full plumage cinnamon teal this year, too.
Right.
I've never shot a full plumage one, but.
All right, well.
What?
Do we have truck of the week?
Do we have truck of the week?
I'm trying to get one right now.
We don't have a truck of the week, but while you're trying to get a truck of the week, well, you can just keep BSing about this.
Right.
Unless we want to just come up with one if he's not, you know, up with it fast enough.
Right, let's see.
I want to, dude.
I'm just excited as crap about
rock,
this,
dude. Rockport's full this year too, dude. You have to get a Utah tag.
I have
to get a Utah tag.
Maybe if we can convince my wife to let us.
There's a lake just by my parents that I killed saltwater ducks.
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
Like ocean ducks.
That's awesome.
And they, dude, they just fly off their path because of the Great Salt Lake. I've never seen one at the Great Salt Lake, but. By my parents' house, dude, we killed an old squaw. Or excuse me, they don't like you calling it old squaw duck anymore. They like calling it a long tail duck.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen those? They're similar to the pintail in that aspect as the tail. Here, let's see, long tail duck. We killed like six of these.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'd mount that.
Yeah. Well, we didn't kill any of the drakes, so I'll show you a picture here in a second. But for our viewers that
blue. He'll have to throw up a picture in the podcast.
Yeah, I'll have to add it.
All right, we got Truck of the Week.
We do have Truck of the Week?
Yep.
I'll see if I can pull up the pictures of the ones we killed at first. Dude, they were pretty. I'd mount them.
Right.
But again, it's just one of those things, like, I can't keep throwing out. It's like $80 for supplies or whatever to do it.
Right. Maybe we'll do that. We'll have to get some supplies and do it ourselves.
Oh, I just seen the mallard that I mounted
for my brother. I know, I've heard you can do some good ones, Jen. That's how, like, ours kind of look. Remember the ones we killed? I mean, not, like, that beautiful, but pretty close.
There's the bird I mounted for my brother. It's sitting kind of awkward because it's just in the pegboard.
Right. That looks good, though.
I ripped half its face off because I let him dry too long without putting it on a body.
Right. All right, well.
It's cold outside, and that's the only place I was able to do it when I lived at my parents' house.
It was in the shed.
In the shed. Well, even before the shed, dude. The shed didn't exist. I would do it right outside in the cold. 20 degrees suck. Outside.
That would suck.
And the shed was still cold.
Right.
And I tried mountain swans too, but I let them dry too long too. But I'm gonna keep trying.
We'll have to get on it.
If I do, I'm gonna try and get good at it because I mean, for $1,200 to mount a swan.
Yeah, I know. I think it'd be cool to get yourself.
My dad's buddy knows a person that will do it for six. But still, dude, $600 every time you want to get a bird mounted.
Yeah,
and ducks are $350.
Stack up, yeah.
Woo!
Okay, well. Let's do this truck of the week. We got a red 2012 Ford F-250 Super Duty. Okay, granted, it doesn't have
the... What year is it? 2012?
Yeah, it doesn't have a diesel. It's got the 6.2 Triton V8, which isn't bad. They're better gas mileage than a diesel, I think. I don't know what their gas mileage is. I'll have to find out, but... It's a buddy of ours, and he more got it for his wife, but it's still a good looking truck.
It's technically her truck, according to her. I mean, he drives it. He's his daily commuter,
right.
But
right. But I honestly like the body style and the interior. It's one of the styles I would get if I were to get a Ford. I'm not really a Ford guy. It's D-Mag's dad for a reason, guys. But
Terrible gas mileage.
Does he get terrible gas mileage?
13.8.
Oh, wow.
So he gets just under 14 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, no, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, because our diesel trucks get like 16.
I get 16 in my truck.
Yeah, I average about 16. Sometimes sits about 15, though.
Where are you sitting on looks? What do you think about it? Like, style and the interior and whatnot.
What over... 2 years of hanging out with him.
Right.
When I first met them is when it looked the best. I mean, he's kind of got a few, you know, dents and dings in it since then. But
yeah, but
I mean, it's not a bad, you know, little farm truck, get around town truck.
Like a work truck. That's what it was before they got it.
Right. So yeah, it's not a bad truck.
Right.
To me, it seems like they've been. Like they haven't had any problems with it.
Right, which is a good thing.
So it's reliable for a Ford.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, my work truck is a Ford. It's an F-150, and we just replaced the ignition coil in it. And I think it's already going out again.
Ford, don't you love them? Anyways. I mean, personally, I'd buy it. One just like it for a work truck, run around town truck, you know, some like I can use, but also I like the body style. Like I don't like the older ones. I think 2005 or 2007.
I mean,
they don't look as good.
I'd buy a Power Stroke if GMC didn't exist.
Right.
For the looks.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm kind of torn. Because I like GMC. I like the 6.6 diesel.
Right.
I like, if GMC didn't exist, I like the look of the F-250, F-350.
I like the look of the F-450 dually, the new ones, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't really like the look of the dually at all.
The wide dually is all. I don't know why. It's just the only Ford other than old Fords that I'm attracted to.
I don't know. To me, I mean, unless you have like a huge purpose for dualies, it seems like a little incest.
Okay. What? Oh.
It just that's the cringy feel I get when I look at them.
Like you see a guy come out and he's incested with his sister.
Dude, especially the Chevy Duallys.
Oh no, yeah. It's worse than Ford. Chevy Duallys are so bad.
And then Dodge Duallys, they make the Dually look the best, I think.
I don't know. Because an old Cat Eye Dually with a four-door, I think, look decent. But the newer ones, like, if it's not a Cat Eye Dually for Chevy, y'all did something wrong. Y'all, you're, like you just said, you're screwing your cousin.
It feels a little incest.
You look like you got some special needs or something wrong with you.
But yeah, anyways, dude.
Anyways.
If GMC didn't exist.
Right.
For the look, I'd go Ford.
Right.
You know.
Because Dodge don't got it either.
GMC,
got,
Chevy, same thing.
They got a face looking real.
But for engine.
Cummins all day long, baby.
Cummins. I don't know. Not
transmission, though, because you can't make it out of the driveway with the Cummins.
I mean, a lot of transmissions can't handle the power that a Cummins can give off. Yeah,
that's the problem.
But
for the looks, right? But then power and whatnot for Cummins.
But a Cummins with an Allison transmission.
There you go, bud.
I have a little bit, I'd still be torn. Like, if I were to put a Cummins and an Allison in a Duramax body.
Right.
I want that, or would I want a 6.6 and an Allison?
I love mine, but I see what you're saying. I think Cummins would.
I picture both, and I'm like, it's almost like when you meet that perfect girl for the first time, you get a little butterflies in your stomach. Yeah. I think about both, and I'm like,
ah. And then you poop your pants because you're confused.
I just had a stroke.
Oh, yep. Gotta change my underwear. Whoopsies.
I mean, there's something about all of them, but
right.
GMC think, just fits the best for me.
I'll tell you, yeah. So this about Ford, I'll only give them their looks and their comfortability about, like, they ride like garbage, though. Right? Like, the shocks and everything and just the ride quality is crap. I don't like the sound. I don't like the power stroke sound. Like, it sounds good, but I'm not drawn to it like I am Duramax. And same with Dodge. I don't like the noise. It could be because I have one, but I don't think so. It's just like, I hear all these different Cummins and all these different power strokes, and they all sound the same. But then you get Duramaxes, listen to yours, listen to mine. And they have such a unique, good sounding, like, sound. Yeah, I know.
I think a 4BT sounds pretty cool. Like turbo.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you were to convert it into an engine, like a truck engine.
Right.
Like, if you guys are curious about the sound of it, go listen to a 4BT Dakota.
Right.
There's a 2000 Dodge Dakota, and I have one too. So I've always wanted to do this conversion. He like does a straight suspension and solid axle swap.
Okay.
And then he lifts it. 35-inch tires.
Oh, wow.
Powder coats it all blue.
Oh, no.
And it's white.
Oh, no.
So it's white and blue powder coat.
That's awesome.
And it's a 4BT turboed engine.
That's awesome.
Dude, something about it sounds so freaking cool. That's like one of those
like Frankenstein things. It just goes good.
But I don't know. You have to get used to the roundness of the Dodges.
Right.
It's almost like them Volkswagen freaking Beetles.
Oh yeah, how it's just everything's round.
Like, yeah, it's like Dodge tried converting.
They tried cutting the edge to make it so your kid couldn't poke it. Your disabled kid couldn't poke its eye out on it, but they went too much.
I mean, a lot of people love that look. To me, it's something you have to get used to.
It's something you gotta get used to, I guess. I don't know. I personally think it's all sin's ugly. I'd rather look at pictures of chickens' buttholes and have a Dodge and look at that every day.
It's a good thing Duramax exists. Yeah. Because there would be no D-Max dads. Hold on. There you go. Sorry, it's been there the whole show. Everybody's like, I just want to look at your beautiful tapestry in reverse.
This is Crayola Creations.
This is Crayola Creations. It's on the camera, it doesn't look too bad, but our camera quality sucks.
Yeah. What happened to the top of our D? Why is it so flat?
I mean, it's the bottom's kind of the same way, kind of.
Anyways.
I just can't cut a straight line.
That's okay.
I was trying to cut with scissors while the dogs were walking all over it. So, anyways, Diggy's got to go to work. The flow of this podcast seems pretty good for coming back from not doing it last week.
Yeah,
I hope everybody enjoys this. Bring our views back up.
Yeah, come on, guys. Bring it back. Share it to everyone you know and try and get it out there.
We'll try and do our part in getting it to the public world as well, you know, TikTok. All that.
Right.
TikTok's the best way to promote your business.
Yeah.
But this was a fun one. Hope you guys enjoy.
See you later.
We love you all.
Love you.
Say what?
Stay safe.
Oh, stay safe.
And that's the end of this week's episode of D-Max Dad's Podcast.
You can follow us on all our social media accounts. Please rate, like, and share. Follow along on next week's episode of D-Max Dad's Podcast.